Yeah, this is Heavy Gauge Radio here with two members from Shevil. Can you introduce yourselves?
Errol Gervin.
And Kyle McDonald.
And what do you guys play in the band?
Drums.
Bass and vocals.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
So how long have you been together, the band?
Well, we've been going out for, you know, how long now?
No. January? sorry. I didn't hear you. January of this year we started. And PJ was our new fourth member, joined in June, I think, July?
Yeah, you know, you probably know more than I do. I didn't even know January, so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Seems like a while, you know, seems
so less than a year.
And you're touring right now. You're going to Montreal and then coming back to Ontario.
Yeah, that is a little weird, isn't it? You can thank PJ for that. essentially, the way we wanted to do it was we're coming to see this rad Japanese band called Boris. They're playing in Montreal on Monday. So it was after a jam. Errol, you actually get excluded from that conversation. But I think you left. Yeah, that's why. You left. But anyway, we were just like, oh, shit, Boris are playing, you know. And it's like, it's a weekend. So we're like, well, let's just go. You know, we'll do some dates at the same time. And it just worked out. Like, we'd been planning on around this time anyway. But that was actually the motivation for these actual set dates. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but we're backtracking and we're going to play with a good friend of ours, Brandon, and Flying Fortress. He set up a nice little Pembroke show. So it's going to be more of a fun little kind of country, you know, good time show than, you know, kind of a big, you know, thing or whatever. So, yeah, it'll be fun, though.
Cool. Are there any plans for Shevil to sign to a label, like Diminished Fifth, or do you guys want to break into the States, or do you have general goals for the band at this point in time?
I'm the guy to do it. Well, I mean, you know, it'd be nice, you know, but essentially the way it is we put out, you know, the first little release, and then we've got plans to record an album with Billy Anderson, who's a huge producer. Like, he's actually into the stuff, which is blowing our minds, you know. He's done, like, High on Fire and, you know, the Melvins and bands like this, so he's into doing it, so you never know. Maybe something will fly our way in that regard, but, you know, we just want to play and, you know, write music and, you know, whatever happens, happens. And yeah, the States would be cool, but, you know, PJ's always got ideas and plans. Like, he's talking about, like, Georgia, and he's, you know, but who knows, you know. I mean, States would be cool. I think next on the radar is Europe, though, for the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Melvins, Shevil is a Melvins tune.
We're ostensibly, like, almost trying to rip off the Melvins with this band, so, and we had done a different group of dudes did a Melvins cover set for a New Year's Eve party in Moncton last year, so we were just trying to find a good Melvins song title to use as a name, and we're not the first, you know, like, the band we're going to see on Monday is Boris, and that's the same idea, yeah. So, yeah.
We actually took, like, a month, probably, just going through song titles with the specific purpose of ripping off a Melvin song title. So, yeah.
I kind of want to talk about the scene in Moncton, or I guess on the East Coast in general. What about the scene in Moncton makes the metal, heavy rock scene there so strong?
We never grew out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, people like, I don't know about, I don't know why that would be specific to Moncton, but maybe there's more. I guess that wouldn't even be the reason, you know. People, you know, always grow out of whatever, whether it's punk or metal or, but I guess it probably is just, a lot of it's from, you know, kind of like starting with the Eric's Trip scene and then Elevator, and especially Elevator, you know, like being really sludgy and psychedelic, and, you know, that rubbed off on a lot of people. And it was kind of like Moncton, for some reason, was just more on the heavier edge, you know? Like, just look at Eric's Trip, like, you know, yeah, they have a lot of pop sensibilities and catchy songs and stuff like that, but they also had super dirty, heavy songs, you know? And where Halifax was more like Sloan, Thrush Hermit, you know? So, Eric, like, Moncton always had kind of the heavier thing, and it's still to this day like that, you know? But really, other than that...
No, it's true. Like, you know, Halifax is more of a pop bass, and Moncton... Like, when you think back to the bands from the 80s that came out of Moncton that were, like, you know, metal or rock, like Hexen and stuff like that. Or not Hexen, Vexen?
Oh, Vexen.
Yeah. Like, there's always been, like, you know, a good, strong rock, metal presence. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about playing in Toronto?
Oh, it's amazing. I hadn't played here in about 7 years. I think the last time I played here was 7 years ago with an old band of mine, so I'm happy to be back. Yeah.
That's great, you know. I mean, PJ's got... We all have lots of friends here. So it's just like... For me, it's more just cool to come visit all the friends, you know. It's just an excuse to be able to have a vacation that might, you know... Obviously, you're promoting your own music, which is great, but that's almost more of the idea than the show itself.
Yeah, that's like the only kind of vacation I ever had in the past was like a tour, you know, like a week or 2 weeks, whatever. You could get time off work for it, you know, that we'd spend the whole time on our vacation, you know, touring, and we'd only get as far as Ontario, so we'd always be here a lot.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any opinions about Magnetic Hill?
The attraction?
The attraction.
I do. There are many of those in nature in New Brunswick. There's actually one about 20 miles away from my hometown that nobody knows about. And one of my dad's, I'd like to say alcoholic friends, but maybe that's too far. I'm not sure. But he's had plans to develop into something like, you know, like have a little toll or something because he has some property there. But yeah, it's fun to have people from out of town that have never gone to see it and experience it for the first time because it's a weird illusion.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really have much of an opinion on Magnetic Hill. I mean, really, I mean.
And I don't know if that's like a New Brunswick thing, but like I know of three of them. Like, well, the Magnetic Hill one, and then there's like two more. So it's weird. I don't know why that is.
Do you guys have anything else you want to share about Sheevil?
Let's see.
Heavy gauge rules.
Yeah, heavy gauge. You know. The Melvins rule. Zuku rules.
No guitars, rules.
Yeah,
that's what's special about you guys, three basses.
Yeah, three basses.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
A drummer.
And I hate to say it's a gimmick. In a way, I find it's like, you know, it's not that it's a gimmick. It's, you got to stand out somehow.
Yeah.
And this was like an interesting thing to try, and it worked out, and it sounded good.
It's a good thing for, you know, three dudes up front that don't usually do too much. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that makes up for itself, you know.
Yeah.
People will be like, oh, cool, this is bam, you know, three basses or whatever, and that's the shtick, you know. We don't do... jump kicks and you know what I mean?
Well
PJ does.
Yeah. What I find funny is like when people, if they didn't know coming in that it's a three bass guitar band and then they see it while we're like plugging in and I see the reaction like, huh? It's like when you ask a dog a question and he turns his head, like, that's three basses.
Yeah.
Three basses, one drum set, one voice, four men.
Four men.
Sheevil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool.